Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Yes. Over the weekend, I ordered and when I placed my order, all I wanted was the gummies. I don't know why these two other things popped up on there, like a $29 charge and another $5 or $6 charge. So I tried to call yesterday, but the phone, it wouldn't go through on the phone line. So do you need the order number?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Hang on one second. Speaker, I got to go to my email.
Okay.
Yesterday. Okay, here it is. Order confirmation number was 91472.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Donna Brown.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
3000 Jefferson Green Drive, Louisville, Kentucky, 40219.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I do see a purchase for the VitaCare Keto Gummies. And then you said that you didn't want the VitaCare Cleanse or the Foreless Slim Acids.
Yeah, I've seen those two things pop up, but I can't continue. I didn't click on them to say I accept them. You know, they said, well, you can also try this. I just like, no, continue. But then I got charged those other two.
I see that. And you said you tried to call yesterday.
Yeah.
What happened?
When I called yesterday, right after I seen it on my phone, the phone never rings. The same number. It never rung. It just disconnects.
Oh.
And then I went out and Googled the number, and it says it's a cell phone number. So, and today I just hit redial, you know, from my phone just to get a hold to you. So it was weird. It just wouldn't even ring at all. I did it 4 times just to see if I'm crazy.
Oh, that makes no sense. I'm not sure.
Unless you guys were closed, or do y'all have a 24-hour person?
No, it's 24 hours. That's why I'm not shocked why you're saying the number wasn't working.
And it's the same number I'm talking to right now because I just went back in my phone and hit dial.
Oh, okay. Unless they were having some kind of technical issues.
Could be, but it never made a ring. It just, like after 5 seconds, it just kept disconnecting. You know, at the end, the call would just end. I never even got a ring.
Oh, okay. Do apologize for that, yeah. Yeah, because usually when you call on the same day, it's better to do it that way. That way, whatever you don't want has to ship because on the next business day, the product ships out.
Well, can we cancel these other two? Because I don't want those. I just wanted to try them. I'm on enough medication at home. I don't need to be taking a bunch of other stuff.
All right, I can help you with that. All right, so the product that you have, it does help out with a detoxing. Would you like to try the 35% discount?
What now?
These are just discounts on the two that you don't want.
Yeah, I want the gummies, and that's it, the keto gummies.
All right.
I don't want those. Yeah.
All right. So would you like to try the product out at a 50% discount in the future?
No. Which one, the gummies?
No, the foreless cleanse.
Oh, the other two? No.
All right. And it also helps out your metabolism, which I tried at a 75% off.
No, I don't want that either.
That's fine. All right, so basically what you're going to have to do, I can cancel these products out for any future because they have already shipped. So that's why I was saying I really wish you had got a hold of somebody yesterday.
So what do I do? Return them?
Well, once you get it, you'll just have to call us back, and they'll have to take it from there for you.
Well, I already talked to the bank. I actually work there. I'm just going to dispute those two. I mean, I didn't hit anything to say except those.
Yes, I understand that. Usually if you don't add it, it shouldn't be on your order. I'm not sure what happened. But you say you already spoke with the bank and disputed those two charges?
Yeah, they told me to wait till they drop from pending. And I was going to dispute the other two that I didn't want.
So you haven't disputed the charges?
No, because they're still in pending status. They have not even released into my card yet.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, ma'am. All right. So as far as the Fortis Club Masker, would you like to keep that at a 50% off?
How much are the gummies once I've tried these and I like them? There was nothing out there. The whole thing is just kind of made me feel really...
Not for the gummies. What I'm asking you for is on the two you don't want. It has nothing to do with the gummies.
No, I'm just saying. This is what makes it kind of really leery. Is because when I went back out there to try to find you guys, the same ad, same pictures come up, mm-hmm. but a different bottle, saying that the K3 Shark something is in these pills. There is so many pills out there, but they're the same identical people in the ad. So it makes you kind of wonder, is this a scam or what? The one that I pulled up was the gummies. I go pull up another ad in Google. It's the same people that showed the testament, you know, like, oh, I lost this, da-da-da-da-da, but a different pill.
What kind of pill was it?
They were capsules. They had a different company name, and they were different. I found three out there with the same identical pictures that were on mine of the people showing what they looked like before and looked like after. And I'm like,
I get what you're saying. So you're saying because it was the same ad or pictures, but it was a different product. You were just wondering why the products were different.
Exactly.
I get what you're saying. Well, like I said, we don't.
And it makes you just kind of, I mean, you can understand how a person would be
yes.
Is this a hoax or?
No, it's not. No, we sell thousands of these products. Like I said, the ads, now that's totally different. That's however they want to promote it. Or, you know, advertise it. That's how they do it. So that may be why you were seeing, like you said, the same people with different products, because they may sell those different products as well.
So here's another thing. So am I going to get these every month? Am I on some kind of continuous thing?
Yeah, it looks like these here. Let me check and see what's based on it.
I'm going to have to clock back in. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to have to clock back in on my job. Okay, I hit a clock back in. Okay, so
I didn't want to be on a continuous. These things might not even work for me. I wanted to see, and if I like them, then I can get back on them. So do I need to just dispute the whole transaction?
I mean, that's up to you.
I don't even know how much they cost. I should be smarter than this because I work at the bank, but I thought it don't even tell me, now that I go back, it don't even tell me how much they are a month, what they're going to cost me a month.
You have to read that on the terms and conditions. It gives you that information.
I thought I did read the terms and conditions. I don't remember seeing it. Do you know how much they are?
The Vital Care Keto Gummies, let's see, once the trial expires, let me check for you. Yes, those are the gummies, they're $109.97.
Oh my God, I'm not paying that for some gummies. Okay, I'll just, you know what, even if they got shipped, I'm going to take them back to the post office and send them. I'm not even going to open them up. I'll just dispute the whole thing.
All right, so what I'll do is I'll go ahead and get you canceled out, because like I said, all these products have already shipped. So, of course, you know, we can't stop that.
When I receive them, I'll just return them back. I'll just dispute the transaction through the bank.
All right. Give me one second. Let me get this canceled out for you.
Sure.
One second.
Mm-hmm.
One second.
All right.
All right, so basically what I can do for you, if you're just wanting to get everything refunded and just not and ship the product back, which I don't think you have to ship it back, but, I mean, you can call and see. So for the ones that you were billed, the $29.97 and the $5.97, now those mm-hmm. two I can refund, but if you want the $6.97, you have to speak with our manager about that one.
The shipping?
Yeah,
because that was just
yes.
trials. Okay.
Yes, because that'll be.
But if you cancel out the whole complete thing, I'm not worried about the $6.97. Because that was the shipping fee. But the rest of it, you know, like I said, I didn't hit any of those options to choose it. You had no choice but to hit continue. To finish out what I thought was just the gummies, but. If you just go ahead and I'm going to ship them back to you anyway. I'm not even going to open the box. I'm
okay.
just going to ship them back and, just be done with them because I'm not going to pay $109 for these.
Yes, ma'am. I can
and if I must have been strolling and just totally missed that whole section, you know, so... Okay, well, thank you very much, and like I said, I will take care of my end.
All right. Do you want to write down your cancellation number?
Yes. Let me get a piece of paper.
Okay.
What is it?
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. The number is going to be 914-81.
Okay, C-914-81.
Yeah, so basically that means it's canceled out from charging anything in the future. Of course, like I said, the products are going to ship. It's up to you if you want to ship it back. We don't take it, but if you want to ship it back, that's fine. And then they'll refund you the $29.97 and the $5.97.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Supposedly, they canceled out that order. We won't see. Because I'm going to dispute it anyway. I already done called the bank. They said once it hits the account, then she claims that it's already been shipped out to me. I said, first of all, the more I look at it, I said, woman, I'm mad at myself because I should have known better. I said, the more I looked at it, and once I hit submit and then looked back on my credit card, it was these two other things that were charged on there. And I said, I should have known better because I couldn't even find a phone number. I said, then y'all send me a confirmation saying this is what, you know, that I told her I was going to send the pills back, but she said, well, we can't take them back anyway. But I canceled out this whole thing. She said, I said, now the more that I look at it, I said, I went back on the website and looked up Inspire Health because that's where the pills were coming from. And I said, there's so many Inspire Health, I just started clicking on them. Well, they all had the same identical commercial, but different pills, different bottles. And I said, that right there made me think, is this a scam or what? I said, how can this woman from Harvard University come up with this, what helps the body to burn fat? It wasn't like a gummy that you chew and it's supposed to help her. She's on every site. I said, but different pills. I said, same ingredient, but different pills. I said, that one threw a red flag. I tried to call y'all yesterday as soon as I seen it.